Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. We begin in Chicago at the Democratic National Convention, where President Biden just gave the keynote address.
Are you ready to vote for freedom? Yeah. Are you ready to vote for democracy and for America? Yeah. Let me ask you, are you ready to elect Kamala Harris and Tim Walz?
He received an emotional standing ovation after being introduced by his daughter, Ashley, who spoke after remarks by First Lady Jill Biden. Earlier, Vice President Harris made a surprise appearance on stage where she thanked President Biden for his historic leadership. She highlighted unity and insisted, "We are moving forward." Also receiving a big reception, 2016 Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, who slammed Donald Trump and said only Harris would advocate for all Americans. Three U.S. intelligence agencies say Iran was behind the recent hack that targeted the Trump presidential campaign. CBS's Christopher Cruz with details.
The director of national intelligence, the FBI, and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency confirmed the claim by Trump campaign officials earlier this month that they were being targeted. In a statement, the agency said they're confident that Iran had used social engineering and other methods to target individuals in the Trump and Harris campaigns.
Ceasefire talks continue in Israel. Secretary of State Blinken is there.
The next important step is for Hamas to say yes, and then in the coming days for all of the expert negotiators to get together to work on clear understandings on implementing the agreement.
In Texas, a jury says the parents of a school shooter can't be held responsible for the massacre. Here's correspondent Janet Shamlian.
It's important to note the parents were never charged with any crime, and the criminal trial of the student, who was 17 at the time, was delayed indefinitely, and that is after a judge found him mentally incompetent.
He shot eight students and two teachers in 2018. A Boston duck boat tour rescued a father and baby who fell into the Charles River. Kevin O'Neill is the boat's captain.
I was just like thinking, just hold on to this kid and just totally concentrating and just get him up onto the duck safe.
The boy apparently squeezed through the railing and fell into the water. His father jumped in after him. Police and firefighters were called, but it was the duck boat that arrived on scene first and were able to help pull them out. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Anna Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The four men accused of killing Devontae Mitchell outside a Milwaukee hotel will stand trial for murder. According to the criminal complaint, two security guards, a bellhop, and a front desk worker pinned Mitchell to the ground in June. They're each charged with being party to a felony murder and could face up to 15 years and 9 months in prison. In a hearing Monday, all four were bound over for trial. They're expected to enter pleas on Thursday. And Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz are headed to Wisconsin Tuesday. They'll host a rally at Fiserv Forum. These rallies have become big, energetic events, so you can expect a lot of people in the Deer District area. Walz at the Democratic National Convention Monday.
Just came from the Wisconsin breakfast, and the blue wall is solid, people. The blue wall is solid.
Civic Media will have special coverage all week from Chicago. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers sweep the Guardians. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 2-0 shutout of the Cleveland Guardians that completed a 3-game sweep, winning their fifth in a row. Colin Ray pitched a no-hitter through 5 2/3 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's just been an incredible anchor. You know, he really has. He gives you it every time out.
The Brewers GM Matt Arnold telling reporters he and Murphy met last week with Christian Yelich to convince him it was time to consider back surgery.
A couple days ago, Murph and I met with Yelich to talk about what was going on with him in his rehab, pretty honest with each other about kind of where he was, the hard work that he's put in, and I've seen him, I've watched him work hard on what he's doing in the weight room, everything to come back, and unfortunately it just wasn't working for him.
NFL, the Packers lose to the Broncos 27-2 last night in Denver.
Well, that was a long night. I was hoping that our guys would come out with more strain, effort, grit after kind of getting humbled the other day in practice, and then to have it happen again, not where we want to be.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars and a few clouds around in the overnight with northeast winds up to 15 miles per hour. Lower 60s anticipated by daybreak. On Tuesday, we'll have a mostly sunny sky, highs in the lower 70s. A little more sunshine Wednesday, highs in the middle 70s. Right now, it's 58.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We're live on location for the Democratic National Convention here at the United Center in Chicago. Great guest, Trigvi Olsen from the Lincoln Project, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you, broadcasting live from the Democratic National Convention, and on the line, sitting next to me.
Even better, Tom.
Is our old buddy Terry McAuliffe, the former governor of Virginia, the former chair of the Democratic Party. He's working with the campaign. This is your 13th convention, Terry?
First one was 1976. Now, I was still in college when I went, but New York City, when President Carter got the nomination. So I've been doing this a long time, 45 years.
Wow. You were telling me you slept on the floor to get in?
So I went 96 with my dad. We had no tickets, nothing. We ended up, sleeping on the floor of a friend's hotel room. Uh-huh. We'd heard Carter was going to be coming down the elevator in the Sheraton Hotel in New York. So my dad and I waited 3 hours, and he walked by. We got to shake his hand. I was so excited. No tickets or anything. 4 years after that, we go back. I'm the national finance director for President Carter's reelection campaign. Wow. How do you like that? And great. I had pockets of credentials then.
Yeah, that is great.
I was giving them out to everybody, worked on the elevators, everybody.
And if Reagan hadn't cut a deal with the Iranians.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It really is.
You just saw the story come out a couple months ago.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
About Ben Barnes.
Who I just saw the other day. And we all knew it, but we couldn't prove it.
Yeah. Well, Bonnie Sauter, the president of Iran, came over here and gave an interview to the Christian Science Monitor in 2015 in which he said, I tried to release the hostages along with President Carter, and the Ayatollah short-circuited me, and I went to the Ayatollah and asked why, and he said because this right now they'd already started shipping spare parts via Israel into Iran, and this was before the election. Yeah. I mean, Reagan cut the deal, and he was fulfilling that deal even before the election.
Yeah.
And then, on December 24th, 1992, George Herbert Walker Bush had lost the election. Bill Clinton was coming in. And Lawrence Walsh subpoenaed his diary, which proved that he had a role in it.
Yep.
And Bill Barr was the attorney general, and he advised Bush, and he talks about this in one of his interviews for his diary, it's one of the university things. He said, pardon them all. Pardon Casper Weinberger. Pardon all of them. And that killed the investigation. Yep. Screaming headline in the New York Times. Cover up of Iran-Contra.
Casey?
Bill Casey was the guy who put it together.
He's the guy who put the whole thing together.
It was just
nuts. Your listeners, they may not realize this or remember, some of them are so young, but Carter was leading right up to the weekend before that election.
That's true.
And it was when the last thing that Thursday, Friday, another false Iranian, that they were going to release him, and it fell apart, and we cratered overnight. Right. But that election, Carter was leading the entire fall.
Oh, I know. It's I was watching it. I remember it well. And which reminds me, and this is where I would love to get your opinion, because this stuff better than any, certainly a lot better than me. 2 weeks before the 2016 election, Hillary Clinton was up 12 points in the polls.
Yep.
12 points.
Yep.
Kamala Harris is up 3-4 points. Should we be worried?
always have to be worried. I feel great about where we are. I remember like it was yesterday. I was governor, and I was out having a meeting in the backyard, and my aide came and gave me a note and said, Jim Comey has reopened the email investigation. Now, I know there's an unwritten rule, as you know, like 90, 120 days before the election. DOJ does nothing. That could impact the election. Now, for them, and I'm best friends with the Clintons, for him to reopen, I said, oh, there must be something there. And overnight, we lost independent women like 7-1.
Yeah, I heard it was a three-point drop immediately.
Immediate, overnight. Yeah. And then sure enough, 5-6 days later, oh, I'm sorry, they were all duplicates. There's nothing there.
Right.
And they released that, Tom, Sunday afternoon after the Sunday shows were over.
Wow.
So we got screwed out of 2016. We got screwed out of 2000.
Do you think Jim Comey had a partisan motivation in that, or was he just so intimidated by the Republicans? Or you know, what do you think caused him to do that? He's never given a good answer for it, to the best of my knowledge.
And you're not supposed to do that, and there was nothing there. So why they didn't dedupe and find out these were duplicates,
right.
They had these things for a couple months.
Right.
No one's given me a good answer to that. I think he was probably, I don't know, terrified of Giuliani, who was pushing his buttons every single day.
Yeah, there were a bunch of... You know, hardcore Republicans in the DOJ.
100%.
And the FBI. Yeah. I mean, you know,
clearly
law enforcement draws those kind of people. Yeah,
clearly,
absolutely.
Clearly cost us the election. Hillary be president. Think of that, the experience. I mean, think of where we'd be today. Think of where we'd be if Al Gore, who actually had won that election, never would have gone into our...
No, when they did, when the New York Times did the recount a year later, they found Al Gore
100%.
Clearly won the election in 2000.
No question.
So, which raises two questions. Number one, do you think that the Supreme Court's going to intervene this time and just like in 2000, hand the election to the president? And what sort of dirty tricks, what sort of last-minute October surprise are you anticipating coming from the Republicans? Because they always do it.
Yep. So here we are kicking off the convention. We're in as good a shape, honestly, I will say, Tom, as we've ever been. There's usually, as you know, you and I have been doing this a long time, we come to these conventions, there's warring factions from the primaries, takes time to heal. We don't have any of that this time. Everybody's here. Happy, joyful. I've never seen anything like it. The president will speak tonight, hand it over to Kamala Harris. So I think we're in great shape. Record amount of money, record grassroots. Everything is going our way. There are, as you say, two or three more turns of this screw that we don't know today.
Right.
That's my point to Democrats. We cannot relax. We have got to really fire up. We have got to win by such a big margin. Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Nevada, North Carolina, Georgia. Big enough margin, who cares with Donald Trump? Now, he won't have the bully pulpit of the White House, but, you know, he's not just going to walk off into the sunset.
He's fighting for his life. He doesn't want to go to prison.
He's going to go to jail.
Yeah.
I mean, he is, let's be honest. We are running against a convicted
criminal. This guy's a criminal.
No question.
Yeah. So.
I mean, it's amazing you and I are even saying this.
I know.
And the race is even like.
I know. I've been doing this show 20 years. 21 years. I've been on this planet 73 years. I never would have imagined anything like this. I mean, I've never seen anything like this. It's
accused of raping a woman in the Bergdorf Goodman dressing room.
Convicted.
Sleeping with a porn star, Stormy.
Yeah.
Karen McDougal. I mean, he is sleeping with her the night that his wife is delivering the child. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
What happened to Gary Hart?
Oh,
and it was just a picture.
It was just a friggin' picture.
And it turns out we learned later she set this up on behalf of a right-wing guy who paid her.
Yeah. Even better, Jimmy Carter, who in Playboy magazine said he lusted in his heart. Like, really?
Right, and it hurt him a couple of points in the polls.
Yes, it did. Nothing happened.
It's
just the whole thing is
so happened. Is it that the Republican Party and the Democratic Party have different standards, or is it that we have become so rigidified, so ossified in our tribalism that basically it doesn't matter who the candidates are?
Yeah, I think Bill Clinton, and let me first of all give a happy birthday wish, President Clinton today.
Was it his birthday today?
Today, 78 today. Happy birthday,
God
Mr.
Bless.
President. But he had the best line, I think. You know, Democrats fall in love, Republicans fall in line.
Yeah.
And that's true.
Yeah.
And they're going to vote for, many of them going to vote for Trump no matter what. But listen, we're in a great shape. We're really good. We just got to keep, I mean, she's fighting for freedom, you know. Women's reproductive rights, protecting democracy, lifting everybody up. And, you know, Trump's got his crazy 2025 plan, really destroying democracy. He makes me angry. And I've known him for a long time. I mean, you know, he was a Democrat most of his life. This whole thing was a charade when he ran. But the idea...
Did you used to fundraise from him?
Yes. When I ran for governor, he gave me $25,000.
I know. You gave money to Kamala Harris.
Gave $10,000 to Kamala Harris. Right. Yeah. Exactly. But here's a guy that tells President Putin he can go invade NATO countries.
Right.
You know, I have a son who was a captain in the United States Marine Corps, and I find it so offensive that this guy would say to the people who lost their lives wearing our uniform and cloth of our country that they were suckers and losers.
Yeah.
Those were, he didn't fight. Yeah. He had six deferments. I think it disqualifies him from being commander-in-chief. It just disgusts me.
I agree. I completely agree. So we have 15 seconds left. What's the high point you're looking forward to here at the convention?
Tonight the president will hand it off, President Biden. Mm-hmm. Talk about his accomplishments. Hand it off to her. Thursday night she's going to knock it out of the park. Talk about biography about her upbringing, but where she's going to take this country.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this has got a lot like 08 in it. It's fired. I'm fired up.
I'm
fired up, ready to go.
Yeah, and I think it's the first time in a long time, I mean, since back in the Harry Truman days, that we've had a couple of middle-class people running for the top office.
Yeah.
Terry McAuliffe,
right.
It is always
thank
a
you.
Pleasure
great.
And honor
Let's
to have
go.
You with us.
Bring
Thanks
it
so
on.
Much. There you
All
go.
Right. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Back with more of your calls and, you know, the stories of the day here from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. I'll be right back with you. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarine is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbarine is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbarine's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbarine plus 15% off. Just go to superbarine.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbarine, Berine.com, code Tom, Thom. Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Healthy cholesterol. Sneaky alert, when you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, it might raise a red flag for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little wheat, a little white flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not on your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food Dog Whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this stuff. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511.
Around our voices strong, singing for justice all night long. And ladies, welcome out, we stand tall. With our feline friends, we answer the call.
So Christine Pelosi, my guest a little earlier, said that she helped roll out Cat Ladies for Kamala. There it is. There's the song. 21 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Jane in Kansas City, Missouri. Hey, Jane, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I just wanted to talk about the Tradwife thing because I follow the Tradwife on YouTube a lot, probably more than I should. Mm-hmm. And it's really quite a hypocrisy, in my opinion, because a lot of these women who are the, you know, so-called content creators of Tradwifery are selling things. They're selling courses on how to be a homemaker. They're selling, things that they.
They're business
that they make.
People. They're not trad wives.
Yeah, they're actually like running businesses, and they're huge businesses in some cases, like, you know, multi-million-dollar businesses. So that's part of it. There's definitely a level of hypocrisy. I would also just kind of might like to make a point here that I do think there's a difference between stay-at-home mom and tradwife. And I think the distinction really is that tradwives, and, you know, I've listened to a lot of this content. I'm sure a lot of people listening have been also following the whole ballerina farm fiasco. Mm-hmm. What's really happening
here. I'm not
here,
sure what you're talking about, if I may.
Oh, well, if I may sure. Interrupt. There's a tradwife in Utah, and she there was a big big spread on her and her family in the UK Times, or the Sunday Times, I believe. And this reporter went to visit her family and to see what life is like for this woman who has 8 children with her husband. They live on this, like, 300-acre farm. And they make all sorts of content for TikTok and YouTube and Instagram. They have millions of followers. They sell meat from their farm. They sell sourdough starters from their farm, and she's constantly making content about how she never buys dinner. She always makes everything from scratch. Here's me making ravioli from scratch with the eggs that my hens laid that I picked this morning. It's very like, you know, from scratch everything. Nothing wrong with that. But you find out that there's a bit of a darker side to their relationship, potentially. Also, he is the heir to JetBlue and is the son of a billionaire.
Wealthy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and there's a big question about whether she gave up her dreams because she was a Juilliard-trained dancer. He gave her an ultimatum that they were going to get engaged after 1 month of dating. She was, like, the first Juilliard undergraduate to be pregnant in the last semester of her dance training there. It's a whole thing. It's a whole big thing, and a lot of people are really concerned for her because in this story, you really do get a sense that this was not her dream, this was his dream, and he is taking her along for the ride. She can't have pain relief when she gives birth. It's
a
whole thing.
So in a way, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say what I think is the real distinction between stay-at-home mom, and I'm actually really appreciative of stay-at-home moms. My mom was one. I was incredibly grateful to have someone to come home to when I came home from school and, like, to process my day and, you know, the dynamics of friendships and cliques and homework, right? And I definitely have nothing against stay-at-home moms. My mom was incredibly important to me growing up, but I do think that the real distinction here is that there is a big movement, and I honestly really hope that maybe someone from ProPublica or some intrepid investigative reporter can look into what I think has to be a connection between Project 2025 people and this boom of social media content we're seeing from these people, from these women who really, truly, and here's the distinction, it's all about submission. It's all about doing what your husband wants because that is what God wants you to do, to be a good Christian wife. And you don't have a say in your life anymore. You submit to him. And that is really what you will find in all of their content. There's always this either overt or very underlying, but very much there, feeling of I will do what he says because that's what makes me a good woman. Very 1950s. Yeah. It's scary, and I do think there's a correlation.
The submission part to it seems to me like the key to the whole thing. And in a way, you know, it kind of echoes Christianity. Submit your will to Christ, you know. This whole kind of hierarchical worldview that people get marinated in, you know, just kind of translates into that. And you know, for many women, I suppose for some women it's desirable, but it's and men. I mean, I've known men who are stay at home. I was for 2 years, you know, it wasn't like submit to your wife kind of thing. It just seems sad. Jane, thank you so much. Thanks for your perspective. I appreciate
it. Listening to the Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment, unless a guest pops in. You just never know here at the DNC. Stay tuned. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of 2 books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you know, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference. So I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month. Yeah. Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that. You're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
So, or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Even Scott Walker and other Republicans are going apoplectic because Trump keeps melting down into these personal attacks. He's just off the rails, Trigby.
You know, Scott may not be the brightest man, but he knows what politics is. Donald Trump is never going to change. Scott, come on the show. We'll talk about it. Todd and I will be nice to you, and I won't make Badger Boy State jokes.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding a unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at tomhartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out.
Oh, they're bringing the big guns in here. I mean, why was that?
Healthy cholesterol levels is important to your heart health, metabolism, and blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarine is a plant-based supplement from nature, and both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbarine is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you to do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and blood sugar levels. Superbarine's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to be nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbarine and 15% off. Go to superbarine.com and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's superbarine, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code Tom.
Voices rise, opinions scatter across the airwaves, loud and clear. Talk radio's always near. Talk radio.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour, and picking up your calls here, Donna in Zionville, North Carolina. Very small type here on my screen, Donna. What's up?
Yeah, no problem. It's by Boone, the App State. Anyway, Tom, I've been listening to you since Brunch with Bernie, and I've been making little bookmarks with your information, some good documentaries that I pass out all the time, and it helps create some conversation, too, especially for, like, 20-somethings, you know. But anyway, so... we have a great candidate running against Virginia Fox.
Yes, they will.
And I tell you, I never thought I'd be in her district in the million years. But anyway, Chuck Hubbard is running, and he was a newspaper editor, and he's very progressive, you know, universal health care and the whole lineup of progressive ideas. So I'm just putting it out there that Chuck Hubbard could use a little. We're out in the boonies, but we have two strong Democratic groups. There's a women's group and then the regular Democrats. And when I moved here, I was thrilled to know that, I mean, they are door knocking. We knocked on more doors last month than any other district in North Carolina. So
that's
the
wonderful.
Ashe County Democrats, yeah, they're doing great. So that's all I have. Love you, Tom.
Well, Donna, thank you for the report from Zionville, North Carolina. I truly appreciate it. Keep us up to date, okay?
Okay. I'll try to do that. Okay. Thanks, Tom.
Great.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah. Norma in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, Norma, what's on your mind today?
Well, of course, the convention, but I volunteered for Shamari Figures on Saturday. He's running for District 2 here in Alabama. His father, Michael Figures, was a state senator, and before that, he worked with Morris Dees to sue the Klan and bankrupt them. And his And his mom now is the senator in her husband's slot. And I was kind of surprised that the young guy in charge of this volunteering for Figures here in Montgomery just really doesn't have as many resources as he should have or as much support as he should have. And I was checking our ballot, and we don't even have anybody for districts 3, 4, or 5. But we have a candidate in District 1, which is Mobile, and he used to be my representative, which is why, there's a candidate in Mobile running against a man who used to be my representative, who never answered his phone anywhere. And his people did not want to talk to me, a woman. But we have a candidate in District 1, 2, and 6. Her name is Elizabeth Anderson. And I've learned that the Alabama Democratic Party has not yet endorsed Kamala and supposedly will do so sometime this week. And when I called Terry Sewell's office, they said, discuss campaigns, and that's the most information I have. But here in Alabama, if we could have four Democratic seats, you know, we have this opportunity, and anybody in Alabama listening needs to pay attention and help, because, you know, what Donna's doing in North Carolina is fantastic. And, you know, but, you know, we need more volunteers here in Alabama to work for each of these four Democratic candidates. And we, you know, we need people to go out and door knock, which is what I'll be doing Tuesday. But this is an opportunity for us to turn the state at least purple. And it's going to take a lot of people to volunteer and help and get the word out. And it's just, it kind of, I'm kind of upset that, you know, the party is not, the Democratic Party here in Alabama is not doing anything. And I guess it's because they were sanctioned for refusing to allow other caucuses like an LGBT caucus or a disabled caucus or Native American or Hispanic caucuses. And they were fined,
really?
I think, $200-something. Yes, they did that.
So you get some little Dixiecrats on there? Is that the deal?
Well, it's controlled, I think, by another group, and they don't want other people to be able to vote them out of leadership. But we need, in my personal opinion, we need better leadership, and we need more organization, and more.
Which means more. We need more young people volunteering.
Yes, we do. We need people, particularly up there in Jefferson County in Birmingham. We could get rid of Gary Palmer. And that would, you know, be a big deal. I don't know about District 1. It's fairly white. But there are women down there who have no idea. They know nothing about Project 2025. And we need people to get out and educate our population here in Alabama. You know, and it's just,
I get
anybody
it.
That can hear me, you better get busy. But
okay.
Thank you, Tom.
Norma, thanks. Yeah, good talking to you. Thanks for the report from Alabama. And keep up the walking and talking and door knocking. You are an inspiration. So many people call in and say, Norma inspired me. So thank you, Norma.
Well, I was born free, Tom.
There you go.
Okay.
Thank you, Norma.
All right,
good
bye.
Talking to you. Yep. Brandon in San Jose. Hey, Brandon, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hey, Tom. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Okay, cool. So first of all, I think that... before I get to my question, I think that Kamala Harris should take a page out of Kendrick Lamar's book and go after Trump's connection to Epstein.
Yeah.
Well,
the problem is so little of it is actually documented. Apparently, he never flew to the Lolita Island or whatever it's called. He only flew from Florida to New Jersey a couple of times on his plane, which kind of argues that, you know, he wasn't. But on the other hand, Epstein's mansion was just down the street from Trump's place, and he apparently spent a lot of time there, and that's where a lot of women were basically held in sexual
slavery. And he's using one of his planes, too.
Young
wasn't
girls.
He using Epstein's plane? Yeah.
Yeah. But
wasn't he using his
plane,
too? Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and in fact, last week, J.D. Vance was flying on Epstein's plane. Trump was, I guess. He was on his way to Bozeman, Montana, and his plane had a hydraulic failure, and so they had to get a second plane, and they slapped a Harris Walls thing on it, and it turned out it was Epstein's old plane.
Wow.
It had been bought up
by a private
you know, an FBO, a fixed base operator of actually, I guess that would be the guy who runs the airport. But it was bought up by a charter company.
That's incredible.
Strange stuff.
Also,
Brandon. Strange stuff.
Right? Can I just make another point?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that misogyny or chauvinism is not just relegated to the right. Philip Roth is a prime example of that.
Well, Philip Roth, you know, you're talking about the writer who died a decade or so ago.
Yeah, yeah. I think he was as much a product of his times as anything else. I love Jack Vance as a science fiction writer, and I read his old novels, and you know, they're all full of, you know, all the heroes are men and all the women are subservient, and you know, it's just, that was the 1940s, the 1950s, the 1960s when he was writing. I get it. I don't applaud it.
Right. All right. Well, that's all I got. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot, Brandon. Maddie in Cleveland. Hey, Maddie, I have a little less than a minute. You got a quick one?
It might not be so quick, but I can give it a shot.
You want me to put you on hold?
Sure, that works.
Okay, I'll put you on hold. I'm broadcasting live here from the Democratic National Convention. We've got basically a bunch of people who are potential guests. Candy Stroud, who has worked with us for years and years, is doing her very best to book people, organize people, drag people over. But people get caught. The schedules are weird, all kinds of things. Joe Biden is going to be speaking tonight. It's going to be a big deal. He's going to be talking about his accomplishments, and he's also going to be talking about Kamala Harris. I'm looking forward to that, too. So here we are at the Democratic National Convention. Who would have thunk, huh? And I'll be right back with more of your calls unless a guest shows up. So stay tuned. It's 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Live from the DNC, we'll be right back.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Special Report. On day one of the Democratic National Convention, there was a big reception for the keynote speaker, President Biden. CBS's Matt Piper says he was very emotional on stage.
He actually wiped away tears with a tissue after being introduced by his daughter, Ashley Biden, who said that her father is her best friend.
Then Mr. Biden made the case for Vice President Harris.
We finally beat Big Pharma. And guess who cast the tie-breaking vote? Vice President, soon-to-be President, Kamala Harris.
She also surprised the crowd and took to the stage. On Tuesday, Democrats will hold a ceremonial roll call to formally nominate her. CBS News Special Report. I'm Stacey Lynn.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. UW System President Jay Rothman is ready to submit his budget request that he says would bring Wisconsin up to the middle. Our public universities rank 43rd in the nation when it comes to how much funding they get from their state. Meanwhile, Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, and Minnesota, all the states that border Wisconsin, all rank in the top 10. And the plan for a new Wisconsin Veterans Museum hits a road bump. Earlier this month, the state approved $9 million to buy the current property on the Capitol Square with plans to build a new museum.
Well, now, according to the Wisconsin State Journal, the owners say the building isn't for sale. They say the state was late paying rent last fall and forfeited their right to purchase the property. But the Veterans Museum disputes that. They say one payment was late because of a processing problem, which was immediately rectified. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs has leased space there for more than 30 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. You gotta love an actor with a laissez-faire attitude. Maybe it's just because he's been around the block a few times, but actor Michael Keaton recently donned the Batman costume again for the film Batgirl. Keaton recently spoke to GQ magazine and said Warner Brothers shelved the film in 2022. When Keaton heard the news that no one would ever see his work, his response was, "I didn't care one way or another. Big, fun, nice check." Good work if you can get it. Do you have a rep that needs to confront all rumors when your relationship is not so great? Me neither. Addressing tabloid rumors that Coldplay frontman Chris Martin and actress Dakota Johnson are not going through with their plans to marry, a rep for the couple said that is not true and they are happily together. In my opinion, whenever there is a picture of an actress giving the camera a wave while wearing sunglasses in oversized jeans, you know things are over. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars and a few clouds around in the overnight with northeast winds up to 15 miles per hour, lower 60s anticipated by daybreak. On Tuesday, we'll have a mostly sunny sky, highs in the lower 70s, a little more sunshine Wednesday, highs in the middle 70s. Right now, it's 58.
Matt Nair on air.
I trust Tim Walz to blank.
One from Luke Mathers that says, Tim Walz seems like the neighbor who knew that you were going to be out of town that weekend, so he mowed your lawn while you were gone so you didn't have to do it when you got back.
Keith from Middleton.
I was just going to say, I trust Tim Walz to watch my 3 and 5-year-old grandchildren.
I trust Tim Walz to escort me home to get away from the creep at the bar.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbus Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday for the Devil's Advocates. We're here in Chicago. The DNC is the occasion. All the political stars will join us at the table. Devil's Advocates, you gotta listen.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays, 4 till 6.
Cat ladies for Kamala. Now we got dogs for Kamala. Yeah, that's kind of the vibe here at the convention. I've never seen so many people smiling in my life. It's just incredible. All right, picking up your calls here, James in Ozark, Missouri. Hey, James, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I just kind of want to get your thoughts on the difference in speakers. I don't know if you've talked about it already, in the DNC versus the Republican convention. Just find it so odd that, you know, all of Trump's kids, Marjorie Taylor Greene, nobody of prominence in the Bush administration or Mike Pence. And I know we know why, but I just find that so odd. Meanwhile, the DNC, we've got Hillary Clinton speaking, Bill Clinton, the Obamas, just quite a stark difference. I want to get your thoughts on, I guess.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. The fact that there are several Republican presidents who are still alive, or at least George W. Bush and his family. And I guess he's the only one now that I think about it. But, you know, he didn't show up. His wife didn't show up. His kids didn't show up. People from his administration didn't show up. Condi Rice didn't show up. Colin Powell didn't show up. The people from his cabinet didn't show up. Donald Trump has been rejected by the old Republican Party. And the question is, after Donald Trump goes down in flames in 5 months, you know, after President Biden is sworn in on January 20th, what's going to happen to Trump? I truly believe that, you know, the Florida
charges. If they're not brought forward in Florida, they'll be refiled someplace like in New York City or in Washington, D.C. I believe that he's looking at serious prison time, and he certainly deserves it. Yeah, I mean, he tried to overthrow the damn country, for God's sake. This is the first time in the history of the world that an unsuccessful coup has not been punished. And I believe that he's going to hop on a plane and go someplace. He said Venezuela to Elon Musk that he was going to go there, that they'd have to have lunch there the next time. I don't think Maduro is going to hold on to power in Venezuela, which is going to take that off his list. I'm guessing he's going to Russia. What do you think, James?
I'm not too sure if I've bought in as much to the Russia relationship or if he's just plays nice and things like that. But, yeah, the Venezuela comments were very odd. That whole interview with Musk was terrible. I mean, that's awful.
Yeah, no, it was bizarre. It was just a complete suck-up, you know, on both their parts, frankly. You know, two billionaires, pleasuring each other, shall we say. James, I got to run. Thanks for the call. John in Bellingham, Washington. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I think we know, everybody knows, in the back of their mind, what the October surprise will be for Tim Walz. They'll pay or blackmail somebody. They'll pay or blackmail somebody to say he touched them. You know it's coming. Everybody knows that's coming.
Oh, because he worked in public schools, you mean?
Yeah. It's coming. You know it's coming. You know they'll do it.
You know, that hadn't even occurred to me. I get it. You know, Jim Jordan covered up, you know, sexual abuse when he was a wrestling coach. And continues to cover it up, but
the Republicans always accuse the Democrats. The Republicans always accuse the Democrats of what they do. The other thing that I would not put beneath them is smuggling in jihadi terrorists sometime in the last couple of weeks to
for false flag
try to
operation.
Try to throw the election into chaos. You know, and the corporate media, you know how they're going to play it. They're going to say, it's possible that they came in through the southern border. And that will be the narrative they go with.
Yeah. I think it's all possible, John. I don't put... No, you're right. There is no bottom for the GOP. John, thank you very much. Gretchen in Bourbonnais, Illinois, am I saying? Bourbonnais?
Hi, Tom. Bourbonnais, Illinois. I'm in the Kankakee area, just hours south of you right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a little French community. Well, I am a member of the Unitarian Church, and we had a great talk yesterday about Margaret Fuller. Do you remember her in history? She's known for her work in the 1800s in the women's suffrage movement. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can. Yes, it does.
Great talk on her. And, they used to wear flowers. She actually died on a boat coming back with her second book. But her first book was Women in the 19th Century. And she unfortunately died, but women started wearing these flowers, Fuller flowers, and women knew each other that it was a sisterhood. That's what started the women's activist movement.
How cool. Gretchen, thanks for that great little bit of history. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. We're hitting the top of the hour. We'll be right back with you from the DNC live on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell. ballot. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-6.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our friend and colleague Todd Alba joins us at 10:33 from the DNC. Hour number two, Dr. Kristen Lierley, now an official candidate. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.